Good for media members on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions into them. We now welcome in to the call the head coach at William & Mary, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough 17-0 loss for your club up at Delaware as you've gone back and looked at that film. Kind of give me your assessment on that game.
Well, Delaware is very, very good on defense. I just heard Russ talking about that, and he's exactly right. They're very good on defense, and you know, we didn't play real well offensively. They had a lot to do with it. On the other side, I thought we played well enough defensively where we we gave ourselves a chance to win. I mean, other than getting turnovers, we didn't get turnovers, and that's something. You know, when you're struggling on offense, you've got to get some short fields. You've got to get to, you know, more opportunities with possessions. And we didn't get that. We had some poor field position. But defensively, we came in some tough situations and made some stops and made some plays. And I was really pleased with the effort we had there.
Well, you guys, as you touched on, you hold Delaware at 195 yards. And that's a team that traditionally and this season has been able to run the ball pretty effectively. You guys were able to stop that. What did you do so well against the run game?
Well, I think we just played hard. I think the guys up front, I think, you know, we talked about it before, Bill Murray, Isaiah Stevens, Matahola, Gavin Johnson, defensive end, probably had his best game. You know, that's how it set the tone for our play defense. It allows your linebackers to make a lot of plays because they're freed up, and you know, it takes the pressure off your secondary because you're getting after them up there. So, again, I think it all starts with our play up front.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Jimmy, I know you guys played the true freshman Mitchell in the game Saturday. I was just kind of wondering this week with James Madison, what are the challenges of preparing a young quarterback to play against James Madison's defense that just had a game where they had six sacks and forced Villanova's couple of freshman quarterbacks into some mistakes?
Well, I think it's a challenge whether you're dealing with a freshman quarterback or a senior quarterback going against that defense. They put a lot of pressure on you, and they can put pressure on you with a four-man rush. They don't need to bring people. They can, obviously, but they put a lot of pressure. They're very difficult to block one-on-one. They play with a lot of effort, and they're just a very well coached, a very, very good defense. And I think it's a challenge for any offense, especially, you know, in our situation, a young offense that's struggling a little bit.
Got it. And then defensively, just to kind of, you know, ask a little bit about your defense, your two linebackers, Nate Atkins and Josh Delaney, are having pretty good seasons. What's led to their success kind of overall this year and just the way those two guys are playing?
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to what I said initially about our play of our front group. That takes some of the pressure off the linebackers, allows them to go ahead and get their fits, get their reads, and be confident about playing. And Nate Atkins is, I think, having, you know, this is his second year starting. He's still a young player, and as is Delaney. And they're just, the more reps they get, the more comfortable they feel about playing. And we don't ask them to try to do too many things, just try to read and react and play football. And they're getting more experience, and they're playing hard and playing well.
Got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. I was wondering if you could just sort of talk about what went into going with Sean on Saturday, and is he your guy now, would you say?
Well, we went with Sean. Brandon came out of the Elon game a little banged up and was not able to practice for a couple of days, and Sean had been looking a lot better, and you know, we had not been, you know, overly productive offensively, so we felt like, you know, we wanted to give him a shot and see. And I think there were some areas that he did well in, some areas he made some mistakes, but he's doing well. And you know, we'll probably go with him this week. We'll look at it again in practice to be sure, but probably will.
How would you, just in general, I know you had the two picks, but overall, with his poise and whatnot, how did he look?
Well, he was poised. He was under control. He got us in and out of the huddle, called the right plays, and did those things, you know. No, he's fine. He's a very mature young man, and you know, but you know, he's a freshman, and just like all our quarterbacks and a lot of our players, I mean, you know, you got to be patient sometimes, and it's not going to be there right away. It's going to take a time to develop, and we'll get better.
Was he getting the majority of the reps, Jim, that week?
During the game week?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. But we missed practice on Wednesday. We didn't practice last Wednesday because of thunderstorms, so that's a kind of a misnomer about getting the reps at practice.
Right. Thanks.
Jimmy, I know you talked about your defense not being able to force turnovers, and turnovers are always costly, but the three that you had on Saturday leading to short fields, the interception right before the half that led to the field goal, and then the fumble on the punt, were those, how huge were those plays?
Well, I think it were big, obviously. You know, it's not that, you know, we still got to do, you know, we got to do better. I mean, we got to get some points on the board too. You know, whether you're gonna get beat 7-0 or 17-0, you know, you know the nothing is still the thing that you worry about. So again, sometimes you got to take chances, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But we've got to have some explosive plays. We've got to get a little bit more consistent about some things offensively.
And I talked with Dave there about Sean. Does he bring anything different than Tommy or Brandon brings to your offense? As far as skill set, just a skill set.
He's got a very live arm, a very good arm. He's very poised individual. He's like the other ones. He needs experience. He needs reps, and that's the thing. I can't manufacture experience on him.
You touched in regards to James Madison's defense and how good they are on that side of the ball. Offensively, obviously they return a veteran quarterback in Brian Shore. What have you seen from them offensively?
Well, I really like Shore, the quarterback. I way back, you know, last year, you know, he was the one that I felt that really made him go last year. That was the thing. And I think everything goes around him. They got a very good offensive line, big play receivers, solid running backs, you know, all that, which they got, which is very good. But he makes them go. He makes the plays. Just, you know, sometimes it seems like you got him, and all of a sudden he comes up with a big play. And just when you feel like, well, maybe this, you know, I'm watching film and watching, you know, tape on things, it looks like, well, maybe they're not hitting on all cylinders. Then all of a sudden he makes a play, and then here they go. I just think he's a very poised, smart quarterback that really knows how to play the game.
Before I let you go, their win on Saturday was 18 in a row, which is the longest streak not only in the country but a conference record. When you look around the country and see all the upsets that happen on a weekend and weekend basis at all levels of football, how amazing is that consistency to be able to run off 18 in a row?
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, and we'll get to see it firsthand here this weekend. So. There's a reason for it. I mean, you look at it, they're not. It's not because of luck. I mean, they're well coached and they're good players. They got good schemes, and they're playing hard and they're being consistent. So, I mean, that's the reason.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay.